Next item is subdivision 2013-5, Gulfstream Glen Cove LLC.
This application's been deferred since October 10th of 2013. At the January 23rd, 2014 meeting, it was announced that the record for written comments would close at the end of business on February the 7th of 2014. We received those comments. I'll pass those down. There were 21 letters or 8 different emails from the area residents. They stated their reasons for the opposition. There were also technical comments on the proposed court order for the tax ditch right away. At the January 23rd meeting, we provided each of you a copy of the revised plan that was submitted. Those revisions include, it was reduced from 17 to 16 lots. They provided a buffer around the perimeter. There was one area, if you looked on the revised plan at the lower right-hand corner, the buffer was offset from the rest of the project. There was also a large spool placement area. Technically, it might be a question for Mr. Robertson. You may want to reconsider not closing the record until we get the court order for the tax achievement.
Well, I think that would be wise. Leave the record open then. Just,
yep. I would like to do that as well. Mr. Johnson an opportunity to weigh in on this and to hear what Mr. Abbott has said. For those that have an interest in the public on this application, as Mr. Abbott said, we deferred this on October 10th. We waited, and you, anyone with an interest, the applicant and those in opposition have waited for the tax ditch information to come. We have followed procedurally the protocol that was established on that October meeting insofar as giving notice to the public, and we've met that obligation, but I would like to further lengthen this out if you gentlemen agree to leave the record open so we can compare, we can make sure that we get the tax ditch information, and then perhaps Mr. Abbott again could explain to the commission when Mr. Johnson's here the differences in the plan that may be submitted at that time for our consideration. So I would like to, and I have another comment on this before I make a motion for deferral, and that is could be a question for Mr. Robertson. In going by this site, I've noticed that there is a rather large sign at the entrance to the site that says coming soon, home sites, things of that nature. And I just wanted to ask about the appropriateness, if there's anything that precludes a sign, and also to give assurances to anyone in the public that there should be no supposition that anything is coming soon until this governing body makes their decision on this application. I thought that the posting of signage indicating coming soon may send out the wrong message to those people in the public.
As a matter of fact, it does, and it's probably a nice friendly reminder to the applicant from the Planning and Zoning Office would be worthwhile. Section 9938A of the code actually says that whoever being the owner or agent of the owner of any land located within Sussex County offers to sell, negotiates to sell, or sells any land as a subdivision or part of a subdivision without first recording an approved plat as required by the chapter shall be fined not more than $100. I don't know if, and going on, if each and every day that violation occurs would be a separate, offense or fine. So I think it's worthwhile to let this particular applicant know that they can't be advertising or suggesting that it's an approved subdivision at this point. I don't know that we need to fine them at this point, but we certainly ought to get that point across. I know historically the commission's taken a pretty hard line on that. I remember Chairman Allen really.
We have historically taken a very, very dim view of that kind of activity, and it's been a while since we've had an incident of that. The applicant needs to be That needs to be addressed.
And there may be things happening electronically that we don't know about, but this is...
This signage is out there. Gentlemen, moving this along, my recommendation for subdivision 2013-5, Gulfstream Glen Cove, is for deferral at this time, leaving the record open until the commission is in receipt of the proposed tax ditch court order change and for the participation of a full panel.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2013-5, Gulfstream Glen Cove, LLC, leaving the record open until such time as the tax ditch court order is received. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.